on today's Technobabble, the four types of video monitors and their uses.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Techno Babble. I am your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and you can leave a message right there, or if you'd prefer, you can drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or give me a call, 1-877-POD-ECHO, 1-877-763-3246. You can interact with the show in that way. Or let's say you're more of a Twitter person. I know I'm a big Twitter person, so I did write the book on Twitter for churches, so it's true. Head over to twitter.com/PaulAllenCliff, PaulAllenCliff, and you can interact with me there. Any of those are totally fine. And remember, if you can't remember all the contact information, all you need to remember is trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. And that will take you to a page on my website that has all that contact information listed. So I would be very happy if you were to interact. I guess I should mention that you can always leave comments underneath the video. So don't hesitate to do that. If you're watching this and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to open a new window, or you're on an iPad or something, I'll just scroll down. Scroll down. No problem. Scroll down, write your comment. I'm happy to read it there. Now, before we continue on, I do want to say that this show is brought to you in part by viewers like you. They all headed over to patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff and contributed. So I would love it if you were to do the same. I'm not asking for $1 billion here. Just a few dollars. Pocket change. Dig something out of your couch. Whatever. I'm going to skip the latte at Starbucks this week so that I can help change lives and eternities through using technology. That would make my day. And it would help make it easier for me to change lives and eternities using technology. So, again, the address is Patreon, patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff, PaulAllenCliff. If you head over there, you can support the show. So let's talk about these four kinds of video monitors. I'm actually looking at three of them. Make it all four of them right now. So what I'm looking at is, it's all in software, but these are things that will help you in live production. So let's start out with the ones that probably most people think about. The most important monitor that you need is the program monitor, or what goes out on the air. In the case of a church, what goes out on screen. I don't care if you have a direct line of sight. It's helpful to have a program monitor. Why is it helpful? If your projector doesn't have your image on it, but your program monitor does, you know that it's not that the cameras aren't working, it's not that the switcher's not working, it's that the signal is coming out, but somewhere after the signal comes out of all the devices that it goes through, it's having trouble projecting. Now, that could be the projector's having a problem, could be the cable going to the projector, it could be the distribution amp, but those are fewer things to check. So, bare minimum, you want a program monitor. I say bare minimum, but it's really hard to do work without a preview monitor. Now, a preview monitor says, this is what will happen next when I hit the transition button. So as long as you've got a switcher, you probably have a preview function. Use that. It's very necessary. It will make it your life a lot easier. If I know there are some people that hot switch, they just decide what's next and they hit it without previewing it. That's just asking for trouble. If you preview, you always have a chance to catch a mistake before you put it up. If you're hot switching, you have just made your mistake. You see the difference? So using your preview monitor is very, very helpful to a director, a technical director, etc. But preview monitors aren't nearly as helpful as source monitors. Source monitors get a copy of the signal from each and every source. So when you see pictures of a production booth, of a video room, of a production truck, and you see a bank of 10 or 12 different monitors, you might be thinking, what in the world could they have on all those monitors? These are typically, the smaller ones at least, are source monitors. So if you have four cameras, you have four source monitors, one for each camera, all clearly labeled, and at any time you can glance at any of these monitors and see what is being put out there. And that's very helpful because you can say, oh, I see camera 3 has a great shot. Stand by camera 3, cut to camera 3. You see how that works? And if for some reason what you had planned next changes, let's say you're in preview and someone walks into the shot and you only see their backside, which happens, then you can glance over to the source monitors and go, okay, camera 2 has a good shot. Standby 2, cut to 2. Problem solved. Now, source monitors aren't only limited to cameras. It's very helpful that for every computer source you have a source monitor. For every still store source you have a source monitor. Everything that puts out video in your system should have a source monitor. Trust me on this, it's really worth the time and trouble to get these because it's nice to, at a glance, know what is going to be ready to be put up at the time it's ready to be put up. And they serve as a backup for your preview monitor. In case something happens to your preview monitor, you can always look at your source monitor and hit the appropriate button in preview. So you use that as another level of control, another level of making sure that you don't make mistakes. Now, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. We're all human. But if you have the capacity not to make a mistake, and you choose to ignore that, I think that's a bigger mistake, isn't it? Isn't it a bigger mistake to not do what you can to avoid mistakes? Just something to think about. Speaking of mistakes, quick story. You might know that I love telling stories. Well, here's one that dates back probably 7 years. One of our people at our church, who's a great singer, but also a great sound guy. And if you go to my church, you know who I'm talking about that would fit those criteria. So this guy, several years ago, he was singing and he totally blanked on his lyrics. Totally blanked. Now, he didn't know what to do, so he just kept moving his mouth. At that time, the sound guy, because he wasn't running both sound and singing, the guy who was singing started freaking out that something had just broken, and he started working on things, checking the mute button to make sure it hadn't been accidentally touched, everything like that, only to have the sound come back before he did anything, because at that point, this fellow remembered the words. And I'm leaving out his name, but he has told this story in public more than once, because as a sound guy, he should have known to mumble something as opposed to just stopping singing and pretending to be singing, because that threw his sound guy under the bus. So from then on, what we did is we had a spare projector that we flipped around and put lyrics up on that spare projector. And that is a confidence monitor. A confidence monitor gives additional feedback to the speaker, the singer, etc., so that they have more confidence. This is something that I think every church should have. And you should check with your whoever's on stage as to whether it's helpful to them or not. Some people will actually get distracted by the confidence monitor. So by all means, don't use it in that case. Our senior pastor doesn't like the confidence monitor. So guess what? We don't use it. We turn that bad boy off while he's up there. And this is very easily done in ProPresenter. And I've got a video about using the what they call the stage display, which is really a confidence monitor specific feed in ProPresenter. So that's these four types of monitors. Remember, the program monitor, the preview monitor, the source monitor, and the confidence monitor. All four are things that you ought to use, even if you have to reuse old televisions, but don't trust their color. Scale down after using a distribution amplifier just so that you can have something. It might not be perfect, but any information is better than no information. And ideally, you would have a perfect rendition, color corrected, same resolution, same everything. So don't settle for, I found these five TVs in the trash. Don't settle for that. That's just an interim step. And one thing that I've seen a lot of, I've seen this done a lot, and a lot of switchers are coming with this built in, is the ability to take one large 1080p screen and separate out the sources into different windows on that screen. This is called a multi-viewer. When you do that, that just really provides a really nice experience. So I'd recommend that as well. So that's my bit about using the four types of video monitors. I want to know, do you have any questions about that? Do you have any comments about that? Just put them below in the comments, or go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and we can interact there as well. That's perfectly fine. And I would love for you to just tell me stories about how you've used these monitors and how they've saved your bacon in the past. So until then, feel free to rate the show in iTunes. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, and you can find all the subscription links, or trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews, and you can find a place to review the show. And until next time, make sure you use this week to go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.